Well, it looks like deja vu on sequestration. The countdown is once again underway toward those deep, automatic, and across-the-board spending cuts, this time that would take effect on the 1st of March, unless Congress acts. Joining us live, Jim Vandehei, executive editor of Politico. And Jim, gosh, we've been here before. It seems like we're here every week. Who is going to benefit if we go into this sequestration and all these jobs get lost and the government isn't able to pay some of its bills?
I mean, what House Republicans would say is that the country will ultimately benefit because they believe that government's spending way too much money and they want to cut it. And they see sequestration as the easiest way to get significant savings. You know, there's a lot of folks who want to change. There's that $1.2 trillion that was agreed to well over a year ago. There's a lot of people who would like to change the mix. Maybe some of it should be tax increases. Some of it should be cuts elsewhere. But I think House Republicans are growing increasingly convinced that there's not going to be a deal to change what that $1.2 trillion looks like, so they seem prepared to just let it kick in, and that's going to have a significant effect on many companies, on many jobs, particularly those in the defense sector.
And this can have an effect in readiness, and not only in the financial area, but in military readiness. It's shocking that there's so many members of Congress who seem to be willing to just let this happen.
Yeah, I think what's shocking to a lot of folks who've studied the Republican Party over the last 20 years is that for 20 years, that's been the Republican Party. They're for a big national defense, and they're for tax cuts. And what you've seen over the last couple of years is this rise of conservatives who are much more focused on reducing the size of government, even if that means targeting defense programs. So you have any younger conservative, they're more concerned about the size of government than they are about protecting a big defense budget. And that is a big swing for the mentality of the Republican Party. And I think it's the biggest reason that sequestration probably has a better chance of kicking in than most people think.
So what about the notion of doing this in a more orderly fashion? Clearly, we've got a lot of bills to pay and we've got trillions of dollars that we owe and we can't spend as much money as we've spent in the past. But what about doing it on a more gradual basis so that the economy isn't shocked, perhaps back into recession or even worse?
You know, what House Republicans say is there's no orderly process to be had anymore, that the two parties are in such stark disagreement about what to do about the size and growth of government that they have to use sequestration as probably their only chance to reduce spending. There's still going to be an increase overall in spending over the next several years. This will just slow down the rate of increase. And what Republicans say is, listen, we were elected to reduce the size of government, and they firmly believe, you talk to these guys, these women, and they believe firmly that is the biggest threat to the country is the fact that we keep spending money that we don't have, and they think they're going to have to make tough choices, mm-hmm. including sequestration, which they don't like. They don't really want to cut defense programs. They'd much rather cut other domestic programs. They'd much rather cut entitlement programs. But given the composite of the Congress that we have, there's virtually no chance that a deal's to be had, so they're prepared to take what they can get, even if it's an unpalatable option.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Jim Vandehei from Politico. And at 8:50 this morning, we'll talk with Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf, who is behind a bipartisan plan to turn off sequestration.